is full of urges. Satan tried to murder you, me too. I was serving his ass when I was running with my crew. We was robbing niggas looking for other shit to do. I'll never sign your record deal, fuck how you feel. I do the job myself, whole court like Uncle Phil. Since the time I stepped on stage with Fat Joe, he accepted me in VIP, that let me know. Sooner or later, it's my turn to go. For every day in the penitentiary, I never turn ho. So many men did, couldn't handle the stress of they bid. Shit, I got out, went home to my kids. I knelt down on the concrete and prayed, asking God what he wanted me to do for days. Stood back on my feet, lit up a L of haze. Now it's years later, I'm ducking all haters. Please don't call my phone for a favor.
Life is full of urgency.
My goals are major.
Life is full of urgency.
My goals are major.
Life is full of urgency. Satan tried to murder me. Your boy fresh up out of surgery. Life is full of urgency.
Word in my palms, ironically, I am pink. Close out as best, cause I didn't turn the ball. Two, when I was 16, the hair at a 16 to put it right on the big screen. In a petty way, I was 16. Should have been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I healed. Touchdown with morphine, I killed. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket. Cardio lap was ready for dead life, but now I'm under the mat. Picture of the whole me giving a fuck from what a fuck gotta say. Never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop, nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a suburban. Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't dry tears. I just aim at a more perfect like black. Really 14 like black. If he had another magazine like black, then a young nigga get black. I kill them all when they tryna kill my plot. I am the bad, the good guy, the last. The hood got the last that would try to pass a good job. And shine some black beetle denied in a 10-second drum solo. Yeah, what's up?
You already know what it is. It's your boy, Mr. Motivation 215. And you're now tuned in to the Grind and Grow Morning Show Podcast. Hey, listen, this is what you gotta do, baby. This is Motivational Friday. If anybody, man, you guys out there in IG land, Instagram, you know, you can always follow me or find me at Mr. Underscore Motivation 215. I'm always doing some social conscious motivational videos. And I'm always just trying to deflect violence, man, through media and, you know, just boost the morale of young entrepreneurs, man, starting with 15 cents, trying to turn it into a dollar. So this episode, man, today is dedicated towards those that are struggling with the issue of belief, belief in your dream, belief in your soul, belief in yourself, belief in your product, belief in your service, belief in your brand. You understand me? And that's what it's all about. You know, you got to be able to do it, man. So we doing this episode right here live from the car. You know what I mean? Shout out to Buick, man, for blessing us with this nice-ass lacrosse, keeping us moving and motivating all around town. Right now, I'm making my way, man, on 95 in the traffic. And, you know, there's a lot of obstacles today, man. And Friday, you know, I kind of treat, you know, Friday like, you know, the beginning of the week for myself, you know, instead of Monday, you know, because that's, you know, part of rethinking, you know, the way we walk in society. But what I want y'all to think about right now is how do we overcome the obstacles set forth on today to be able to get our business venture to the next level? Because the object is to be able to sell your brand, promote your brand, you know, create awareness around your brand. But doing that without taking the necessary steps, you know, letting people know what you got to offer and what you come to bring to the table. What I come to bring to the table today is showing you guys, you know, my Grind and Grow community, how to uplift yourself in times of despair. So sometimes you got to surround yourself, you know, in the type of environment that's going to be conducive to what it is you want to create. So if it's music, you want to hang around music professionals. You know, if it's clothing, you know, you want to maybe, you know, hang around, you know, some of the fashionistas, you know, take some classes, some sewing classes. That's one of the things I'm getting ready to start, you know, doing is sewing classes, because I want to learn how to sew my tags in better, you know, on my custom apparel brand, Life of Legacy. But at the end of the day, you know, you gotta be able to add value in a space that you're in. So you have to learn from mistakes of others so you can kind of shorten down your wait time for success. Nobody wants to be in a long line to wait for success. So on this Motivational Friday, what I want you to do is just take a moment and breathe and understand that you're great. But everything is not going to come to you easily like some other things may. You know, if you were a basketball star in high school and college, this business thing is not going to come to you just like your jump shot. You're going to have to work on it until it's good enough. You understand me? You want 10 for 10 out of business, then you got to put 10 extra hours in a week. You got to do something other than expecting to do 40 hours and you're going to make enough money to be able to sustain your lifestyle. No, you're going to end up going back to work soon. I've been there. I've done it over and over again. So you got to look to the moon, look to the stars, and even on a good day, you still got to be able to be hungry like it's a bad day and you don't have nothing. You understand me? So that's what it's about. It's the Grind and Grow Podcast. This episode is all about staying mentally fit and overcoming any strongholds in business that's going to stop you. So we titled this episode, Stop Bullshitting. You understand me? Execution. That's what I want to see you doing. Stop bullshitting, stop making excuses to yourself and making yourself believe that you are going to accomplish these goals like buy that house or get married. You know you've been bullshitting for years with the relationship you've been in, or you bouncing around from bed to bed, moving your kids from pillar to post. How could you possibly believe you're getting ready to get married to someone that really truly loves you for you and not what you can do for them? You understand? That's how you got to treat your business. You got to fall in love with your business. Learn how to make love to your business venture, you know? And that's what I'm doing. As I travel to and from on a highway, it costs me gas money to get from one of our properties to our other property where I run the business at. And, you know, it's a 30, 40 minute drive depending on traffic. And I got to be man enough to put gas in the car every day, even on the days when I don't generate income, but I do generate leads for my business and my several ventures. So that's what it's about. I want you to stay motivated and uplifted, and I want you to love yourself today and know that you are great. And I want you to learn how to create multiple streams of income. If you can learn how to do that and put energy into multiple streams of income, some income you do not have to work for. I don't care what they told you in school. I don't care what they told you in college. Some incomes you do not have to work from. There are incomes today that I have set up in my life that I do not have to work for. For instance, like the vending machine business my brother allowed me the opportunity to get into. When I go to my vending machine today, I didn't have to move my vending machine around today. I didn't have to, you know, wrestle with it or argue with it to spit money out. I just had to put products in it that people want, that they would like to buy, and I'm here to service them. And I think that's the important thing. That's what's needed today. Is residual income created, you know, by machines. I like to purchase machines that can produce income, because I think that helps me, you know, when I'm in between a job. That helps me when I don't have that extra 100 to. You are now tuned in to the Grind and Grow Morning Show podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Motivation 215. What's up, America? How y'all doing, man, in Philadelphia? We got a rainy Sunday. Once again, man, this is the Grind and Grow podcast, man. We're streaming everywhere, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and we just got approved for Spotify. Make some noise. That's what it's all about. But right now, man, I want to continue this segment, Stop Bullshitting. You feel me? Excuse me, I'm doing this segment in a vehicle. I'm grinding and I'm growing. It's a rainy day. I'm making moves, man, trying to take care of everybody that needs to be taken care of on the schedule. That's what it's about. Execution is everything. You got to know when to cut the clock off. Everything has a certain time. If you don't execute within the time that you allocated for a certain project, then you will be losing time in other projects and other areas of your life. Stop bullshitting. It's not just a slogan. No, it's a message. It's a way of life. It's every time you feel that you've been watching too much TV, or you ain't been to the gym enough to lose a few more pounds, or you trying to get that TV show out and you ain't never wrote the script. That's what we mean. Stop bullshitting. Get that shit done. Execution. It don't matter what you're going through. Only thing that matters is what do you produce in today's society, and how do folks trade that for finances, for your time, your energy, and everything that you bring to the table. We got to stop bullshitting. Be real with ourselves. We got to look in the mirror. Even on a rainy day, I still got to grind. I still got to get up and do something to push me closer to my goal. As long as I do that for a few hours on a day where I don't have a lot of energy, guess what? I feel more accomplished. I feel like I'm getting closer to a goal. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to treat myself to a nice triple or double nice bacon cheeseburger. I'm going to hold the pork and get turkey bacon. You understand me? Because I believe in treating oneself when you accomplish small goals. Today, I accomplished one major goal that's been holding me up all weekend. Today is Sunday. I've been designing clothing for the actor Jason Mitchell. You've seen him in the That's right, y'all. Wake that ass up. It's the Grind and Grow Morning Show podcast. And I'm your host, Mr. Motivation 215. And I ran all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But this show is streaming all around the world. Worldwide. This is the Grind and Grow podcast. And yes, it's 7:43, y'all. I'm feeling good. I'm out here in the morning. I'm in the car. I got the sunroof back, man, so I can see that there is no ceiling to life. Listen, today, you got to be an extra special version of you. You know why? There's some things, some tides that are coming that are up against you. You don't even see them. You waking up and you walking in a fog and you punching that clock or you trying to get your business plan to cash out on you. Listen, this is the day that you have to realize the only way you're going to win and succeed is if you go above and beyond your call of duty. That means whatever plan you set for yourself, now you got to add on a few extra hours to the workday in order to accomplish exactly what you started out to accomplish. Because see, your vision will get blurry. It'll get so blurry while you paying bills, trying to keep the lights on, while you trying to hold on to that one employee. You understand me? That's what happens. You don't want your dreams to flourish, do you? If you do, understand what I'm saying. This ain't no bullshit. Listen, we got to be motivated in areas where we were never motivated before. That's what this show is about. Rejuvenating young and old entrepreneurs. Folks that have been kicked and beaten. You went back into the job market over the last 10 years. Listen, all my millennials out there, my baby boomers, listen, we bridging the gap with this show. This is the Grind and Grow podcast. If you ever been kicked out of circles, if they never invited you when you wanted to go out and do something special in the world and you never had that opportunity to just let your voice be heard or let your brand shine and get some recognition in the field that you wanted to be recognized in, listen, this is what this is about. Getting you boost it up, your morale, knowing that you're not alone. Yeah, you may be in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. This is a network, the Grind and Grow Network. And I want everybody that's looking for companionship in business, companionship in how to get over that stress, that strain, those things that other people put on your spirit and your soul. Don't let nobody stop you this morning. If you want to make it today, then this is the day. You got to man up. You have to woman up. Pull up them blouses. Pull up them pants. That's right. Pull up them drawers. Stop letting them hang off your ass if you want to make it. In today's society, it's 2019 where everybody, even a plumber, has to be presentable. The plumber has to have an online presence just like the motivational speaker. So I vow, over the next 60 days to tighten up all my online game, spend whatever it takes just to get the message out and my brand a little bit closer to where I see myself when it comes to success. It's the Grind and Grow podcast, man. Anytime you guys, man, you got some straight, man, y'all can straight hit my text line 267-886-0377. If you got a question, if you got a topic, something you want to know about in business, certain things we're going to cover this month, like how to start a t-shirt brand for $500 or less. You know, that's going to be one of our courses online that we'll be dropping through Adversity University. But before we even do that, there's going to be more opportunity. It's time to get motivated, y'all. Execution is everything. Never let nobody stop you. Understand that you are great. You're special. You are who you are because God made it so. It is not by accident that you just became the guy that knows how to open up businesses and rent them out to people and provide residual income for yourself and your family. That's not by accident. You learned some things along the way. Now it's up to you to teach it to the next generation. Stay motivated. Execution is everything. Enjoy this new song from Mr. Motivation's collection. You're tuned in to the Grind and Grow podcast. We're streaming everywhere. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. And we just got approved for Spotify. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Grind and Grow podcast. I don't know where you are this morning in your day and your travels. Right now, man, I'm just rolling down a highway. I'm thankful for all this opportunity as we get ready for another Mother's Day. Celebrate all the mothers 2019. I think it's just a beautiful thing, man. You know, my mother, man, will be hard at work on Mother's Day, man, because she never stops, man. I get my work ethic directly from her, man. I just want to say thank you to all the mothers, man. I appreciate everything that you've done for us, bringing us into the world. You know, if your sons and daughters have not told you, or they may not be around to tell you, thank you, you know, for all that you struggled through, oppression, you know, recidivism, poverty, you know, for some of you, and then the folks, the mothers that are more well off, you know, thank you for blessing other families, man, and your give back efforts over the years. I think that's important, man, that we represent the mothers correctly. It's not just on Mother's Day. You know, why do they separate Mother's Day from Father's Day? You know, and that's just a little opener, man, to get y'all thinking. Why do they separate mothers from Father's Day? Why do they put it apart, man? If the Bible said, you know, in most of the good books, you know, not just the Bible, but the Holy Quran, you know, other Bibles, the Torah, you know, they speak about, you know, Torahs, they speak about, you know, different, you know, aspects, you know, of motherhood and, you know, where that comes from, you know, and that the woman, you know, essentially, you know, God had her come from man, you know, and that's how he put it together, you know, in the beginning of time, you know, when it came down to human life. But today, you know, our topic, man, is all about never giving up, you know, because obstacles are going to come. You know, right now I'm in the middle of an obstacle. The obstacle I'm in the middle as a you know, half season fashion designer here in Philadelphia. For those who may not know, I've had helped launch over 19 different brands throughout the city of Philadelphia and its region of Delaware, New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, Georgia. You know, I've helped, you know, cultivate some brands in my 6 years, man, of just doing fashion, custom printing, custom designing, just different things, man. So I think that now, you know, today I'm up against a battle. You know, I got the opportunity, man, my brother James down in Atlanta, man, by way of Philadelphia, you know, welcome home to him. He just came home, man, from doing some time, man, the feds, man, and we just appreciate him, man. But brother James, last time, you know, me and my family was with him, you know, they invited us down, you know, while we were in Atlanta, you know, about maybe 2 months ago, man. And, you know, he allowed us to come on into his home, man, and just be rejuvenated, man, and be blessed and know the opportunity, man, is right around the corner, man, for us. And, you know, one of his compadres, man, is brother Jason Mitchell, man. That's his cousin, you know what I mean, you know, since birth. And I think it's just beautiful, man, what the brother Jason Mitchell has developed, you know, kind of like a nest around, you know, his family, his loved ones, his trusted, you know, few, man. And the way I see them move, man, it's kind of like, you know, like a machine, like an army. You know what I mean? If one do it, man, they all do it, man, and they all get paid through it. You know what I mean? And living a whole nother lifestyle over in Atlanta. You understand what I'm saying, man? So, brother Jason Mitchell, for those that don't know, man, that's our brother, man, who played Eazy-E straight out of Compton. You know what that's all about, man. Straight Outta Compton, man, was an epic film, man. They grossed millions and millions of dollars. Shout out to Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, you know, the whole NWA, man. And shout out to brother Jason, man, for just portraying, you know, our brother Eric Wright, God rest his soul, man, so beautifully, you know, on film, you know, to be able to awaken, you know, this generation, man, of what it takes to actually be a young black entrepreneur in America, even coming from, you know, poverty.
you know, which is hard to rise out of poverty, real poverty, you know, like we have, you know, in different cities, especially like Compton, you know, Philadelphia. You know, it's just some pockets of poverty around the country, man. That's just a lot worse than others. And we believe that it was planned over here at the Grind and Grow podcast. Once again, I'm Mr. Motivation, man, 215. And I'm struggling through the order, man. I got the opportunity to do a nice little order, man, for my brother James, you know, his brother Jason, his cousin Jason, forgive me, man, and maybe two of their other, you know, compadres, man, down in Atlanta. And I'm like, damn, you know, this is an opportunity to get Jason Mitchell wearing the clothes, brother James wearing the clothes. You know, they always out and about, moving around, you know, so I want to make sure my designs, you know, are what they ask me. Because at the end of the day, you know, we still street, even though we all polished and professional. You know, when they send it over, they send it in a text. I want this on the shirt. I want that. I want a life of legacy. I want you to make it, you know, custom. But in my mind, I'm like, damn, what is, you know, one of the leading black actors, you know, of our time, you know, shout out to The Shy and a couple other projects he's in, you know, him and his family walking through events and they wearing some custom stuff. Mr. Motivation did, man, all the way from Philly. It got to be right. You know, I'm not the fashion designer from 5 years ago, you know, when I didn't know, you know, how to, you know, turn words into, you know, words into beautiful, you know, pictures, or, you know, turn pictures into beautiful words, you know. And before I, you know, mastered, you know, my craft, you know, by spending, you know, all this time, more than 11,000 hours on my craft when it comes to fashion designing. And my wife can contest to that. But at the end of the day, you know, I want my designs to be right. You know, so if I got to take another day or two just to get it right, that's what I'm going to do. So I commend all of you fashion designers that are out there rocking, especially in Philly, man, most hated. You know, brother Year, I see you. Thank you for all the inspiration you've been thus far. You know what I mean? To us, you know what I mean? The family, the team, you know what I mean? Like, you know, what y'all doing down there, man, in the neighborhood, man, in the Badlands, man, is a beautiful thing with that most hated brand. And I think that that's something, you know, to model by. You know, also shout out to Love Money. You know what I mean? Appreciate y'all, man, for just keep grinding. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the brothers and the sisters that's doing it. Shout out to Milano. She's like one of the biggest in the city right now over the last 4 or 5 years. You know, she's been embraced, man, by pop culture, man. And I think that, you know, that speaks volumes, man, for black women, women of color, man, that we can stand up, man, and just like have something, build something, and create jobs right here in Philadelphia. You know, no matter how many times that they tell us we are not, you know, cut out to be, you know, the leaders that, you know, God is allowing us to shape into. You know, but for my fashion designers, man, I want y'all to just feel blessed today. You know, understand that, you know, the brands that you choose to put your designs on, or if you're sewing, man, you're making some stuff, you're tailoring, man, you're trying to get the seams right. Listen, you got to believe, man, that what God put into you today is something that's going to inspire the world. So if you got to do those seams, man, 10, 20 times until you get it fitting right on that dress, then that's what you got to do in order to make it pop, because nobody going to do it for you. And that's what I had to realize, was that, all right, I'm stuck between, you know, obstacles. Do I do something plain? You know, I'm not going to get into what the design is. At the end of the day, you never know where, you know, these brothers might wear the garments. But, you know, like I'm telling my wife, you know, like I'm like Ralph Lauren right now. I feel like Ralph, even though I'm not on Ralph level, I feel like one day I could be if I keep pushing, you know. And I want my stuff to always be perfect, even though it's never going to be perfect. But at least perfect to the eye, perfect to the touch, to the feel, so that it feels like, you know, it's money well spent when you put that garment on, that custom hoodie or that custom long sleeve or that two-tone baseball tee or whatever I lace you with. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to feel like money well spent, you know, and my brand is well represented with the crafting of this custom garment or garments or outfit, you know, and I want to be able to put that out there. You know what I mean? Like, don't be afraid. You know, today I'm not going to be afraid. I'm getting ready to hit the shop and package that up and send that off. You know why? Because I believe that you can make it if you just push, stay down, stay humble, man. So I'm going to let y'all know how I turn out. It's the Grind and Grow podcast. This is the Never Give Up session. You feel me? I want y'all to stay motivated, stay educated, and know that you're not alone. You know, the moment that we start, you know, realizing that we're not alone, I think that's the moment we get stuff done, you know? So like my brother Nehemiah always says, man, we want to be in business for ourselves, but not by ourselves. And that's what it's all about. It's the Grind and Grow podcast, Mr. Motivation, 215. And never forget, you've been motivated. Have a good day, y'all. I love you. Stay blessed. Stay humble. Take care of them kids.
You are now tuned in to the Grind and Grow podcast. And I'm your host, Mr. Motivation, 215. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful Friday. I want y'all to get out and do something special. Stop bullshitting and get off your mama's couch. This is the podcast, man. We streaming live everywhere. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. And we just got approved for Spotify. That's right. We're streaming all over the world. You should be streaming this in your car, on your iPad, on your iPhone, on your Android.
You are now tuned in Grind and Grow Morning Show Podcast, and I'm your host, Mr. Motivation. This show is sponsored by New Generation Foundation Incorporated, Philly Youth Peace Project, and Odd Jobs R Us, where no job is too small.
No time for you haters. Please don't ask me for no favors. They never been cool around a traitor. You know what that mean on the yacht, middle of Europe. I ain't poor no more, chasing that porridge. All I know is that I gotta make it, no matter how you take it.
This show is sponsored by Check It Up, a sports wellness company serving urban and suburban communities.